Okay, so it is Christmas morning, 2019, and I am Debbie Bruno, and Joanna Davis, my daughter, and I are interviewing Arlene Bruno for StoryCorps. And I'm going to let Joanna ask the questions and see what answers Mom's comes up with.
Okay. All right. So what is the earliest memory that you have? Can you think of an early, like a really early memory from your childhood?
Oh my goodness, let's see. I remember my earliest memory was that my first doll. Baby doll, yeah, that I got for Christmas. And I remember, I believed in Santa Claus quite a long time. And I was so upset when I found out, I don't know how Nanny explained, but you know, he's a spirit, it's not really real. Anyway, I was all depressed. Uh-huh. And let's see what else.
Tell me about where you grew up, too.
I grew up in Athens in the house that I was born in, and I lived there until I got married. Mm-hmm. And then I married your grandfather, and we went and lived on the Air Force Base for about, I would say, a year. Mm-hmm. And then he chose to get out of the Air Force because when we knew we wanted to raise a family, and we mm-hmm. didn't want the... you know, them traveling from base to base. Mm-hmm. So we opted to come home, and he came home and found a job teaching in the high school. And I'm trying to think how exactly that happened. He was in insurance first. He was very mm-hmm. successful selling insurance, but he burned out, you mm-hmm. know, and just got tired of, you know, going out, mm-hmm. finding new people to sell insurance yeah. to. So anyway, he did that. Luckily, somehow he was on the Board of Education for many years, and somebody on the board said there was an opening in the business department in high school. Was he at all interested? Mm. I said, oh, go for it. So he had to go back. He did. Then he had to go back to get his master's in mm-hmm. education. Mm-hmm. And that was the best thing that ever happened. Mm. So we had the four children, and an opportunity came up for me to finish out a year for a teacher who became pregnant and wanted to know, could I finish out the year for her? Mm. Well, that started my career in teaching, mm-hmm. so I really enjoyed it, and I'm lucky to have Nana Bruno, who cared for the ones that weren't in school yet, mm-hmm. and made many, many good friends during that time. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I'm in contact mm. with them yet. And let's see, and, right now I'm in a happy time in my life. Mm-hmm. I have all my family home for Christmas, except with the exception of Daniel, and mm-hmm. we all miss him. He is in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And
tell me how you met Poppy.
Oh, well, in sixth grade.
Do you remember meeting him?
No, it's just that I always had a crush on him. And he was like, his way of showing affection, I'll never forget this, he punched me in the arm. And I had bruises. And I said, look what you're doing. Said, I didn't do that. Anyway, that was his way of showing affection. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up for a while. I went to college, and we decided, you know, we're going to date other people. And, mm-hmm. and that was fine with me until I found out he was dating a very pretty, very nice girl. So I said, no, that's not going to happen. So, yes. So luckily, we got back together. And long story short...
So do you remember how he proposed to you?
It was just sort of like an understanding. Because uh-huh. I said to him one time, I said, you never really said to me, will you marry me? I said, you know, I could have said no. He said, I knew you wouldn't say no. But there wasn't any actual definite, like, proposal.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, tell me about your wedding day.
Oh, it rained.
Good luck.
And my bridesmaids were so funny. One in particular said, Arlene, don't look out the window. Oh, of course. I said, what? Is it raining? No, but I think the sun's going to come out. I don't know. But the beautiful part was going into the church, it was, I have movies where I am under an umbrella. Uh-huh. You know, somebody held. Coming out, the sun came out. It was beautiful. And, yeah.
What was the party like?
The reception?
Oh, the reception? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave. I was having such a good time. And it was my very own mother who said, don't you think it's time that you left? Mm-hmm. I said something, well, yeah, in a little while, and then Poppy, come on, we're going. And mm-hmm. he was, you know, I said, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It was a fun reception. It really was.
Tell me about some of the Italian traditions at the wedding reception. Like,
oh, who did the tarantella? Antoinette, I think it was, that was Poppy's sister.
Uh-huh.
And she was tiny like him, and she was just, I could still hear the music, da 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 da, you know. And what else happened? There was a lot of polkas going on, a lot of what we call jitterbugging. Uh-huh. We call it the Lindy, then there's other names for it, but yeah.
Could you dance in your dress?
I managed, I didn't, yeah.
You didn't have trouble?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
What about, tell me some of the early memories that you have of either being pregnant or having, you know, little children.
Oh, well, my first memory of being pregnant was like I had this like little bowling ball in my stomach. It was like, and that was the only way, and it was just like there. And I would go to bed at night and I'd feel it, and then my first great memory was when I first felt life.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited, and I said to Poppy, oh, put your hand on my stomach, feel this. And he pleases, oh, he says, I can't do that. He was very squeamish about that. And I really had a very good pregnancy. I think I might have been a little nauseous maybe a couple of times, but outside of that, I was had a wonderful appetite, I know that. And
tell me about going into labor. Do you remember going into labor?
Yeah. It was fast and furious. It happened like my water broke.
Uh-huh.
Whoosh. And then from then on, I called the doctor and he said, get yourself down to the hospital right now.
Uh-huh.
Just barely made it into the hospital.
Wasn't there a snowstorm also?
And oh yeah, the weather was horrible. The roads were horrible.
Ugh.
Poppy's hands were shaking so bad that he couldn't even hardly drive. And we got into the hospital and they put me right into the labor room and oh gosh, I don't know, it was a very short time.
Uh-huh.
I know it was just like, I never felt such intense pain. I said, I'm not doing this again.
And then
I remember saying, no, oh, no. And then 3 babies later.
Whoops. Do you remember bringing my mom home from the hospital?
Yes. You were a good baby, you really were. And Nana Bruno, I think it was her that really, I mean, she was so excited because she had 4 boys. So when we had this little girl, she was like the princess. She could do no wrong. When you were growing up, I'd get so mad at your mother. She would do her thing. She'd stamp her feet. And Aunt Ro and Nana Bruno would take her part, always. She is driving me crazy. Oh, you know, you just don't understand her. Yeah.
Tell me about some of the early memories that you have of having little kids around, or
well, it was my memories are like was Aunt Ro and I. She had 5 children. I had 4, and we piled them all into to one old big old I don't know what it was
station wagon.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, you know, we didn't have any restraints, and they were all over the place. I think maybe the youngest one was in
a bassinet or something.
No, I was hanging over the seat, sitting, whatever.
Okay.
But most of them, they were just all over and banging on each other, and Aunt Ro used to, while driving, take off her shoe and throw it in the back.
To see if she, shut up.
He said, if you don't stop, we're going right home. So quiet for a little bit. Yeah, we're crazy.
Where did you take the kids? To the lake or to the beach?
Let's see. Where did we take them? We went to, it was called, what was the name of that lake? Taconic Lake?
Uh-huh. Lake Taconic.
Lake
yeah.
Taconic. Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
That was a really neat place for families.
Uh-huh.
We picnicked there. We'd pack up a big picnic basket. And the one sandwich that really stands out, why, I don't know. Tuna fish.
Oh.
We always had to have tuna fish.
I remember bologna sandwiches.
Oh, and bologna, absolutely.
Bologna. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember any sort of, like, did you and Poppy go on vacations? Where did you like to go
always.
On trips?
He always made sure that no matter what, we'd always go on a vacation. We started off, what's a Scroon Lake? Remember Scroon Lake?
Yes.
It was really nice, like in the Adirondacks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we'd rent a house. And I can remember it wasn't far from the lake. We'd walk down, and was good because it was so close to the lake. I think with the maybe Glenn was napping, we could hear him. Uh-huh. So, you know, if you woke up, then we'd go right. get him. No, it was
I remember, I think those houses had screened-in porches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really nice.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I know you used to go to Las Vegas with Papiasso.
What did you guys
do on those trips?
We did the yearly visit to Las Vegas when we were both teaching at February vacation.
Uh-huh.
And we so looked forward to going out there because it's a totally different life.
Uh-huh.
And Nana Bruno would babysit, so we knew the kid, you know, guys were good hands. And we'd go out there and just do all fun things, go to all the Broadway shows mm-hmm. that they had out there, and we'd gamble, and we'd eat, and we'd
drink.
Yeah, Poppy used to say, okay, you really should go up to our room now. Why? I said, I'm having a good time. So he became very forceful. He said, we are going upstairs now. It's late. It's 2:00 in the morning.
Oh
I'm
gosh.
Tired.
What was your game that you would gamble on? Did you do slots or did you?
I did slots mainly. And was it Keno?
Mm.
There's one table game that, no, blackjack.
Blackjack.
I would sit down at the blackjack table if all my friends were there. If there was a stranger there, I was embarrassed that I'd do something wrong, you know? And I can remember saying, when you wanted another card, you go, hit me. Uh-huh. So that was a fun game. Yeah.
That's fun. Let's see. What about when your kids grew up and got older and started to meet, you know, some of their spouses? What did you do
on
that time?
You know, I think I approved of most everyone.
Oh, good.
Most of
them. Well, wait a minute. It was Bob, and then there was...
Claudia.
And then Mike,
mm-hmm.
and then Diane. I mean, what could I find? They were all perfect as far as I was concerned.
That's good.
Yeah. All good choices.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good. And what about having grandchildren? Do you remember what was that like for you guys?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. That was like, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, I kept looking when you were a baby. And when you were sleeping, I'd get nervous and I'd to see if she was
okay. You'd poke me as a baby?
Yeah, you're all right. And you'd start, okay.
Do you remember when Daniel was born? When we told you, we were up in Boston and we had Daniel.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was
a celebration. Because we were in New York on a trip.
Yeah, we celebrated. We went out and really celebrated Daniel's pregnancy. Or not his pregnancy,
birth.
But birth and all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. So we kept raising our glasses a lot to that.
first grandchild special.
What about, tell me about some of the, you know, Christmas traditions you've had throughout the years.
Well, basically we always waited till the morning. We didn't open up the gifts when they were little. I think we still did that.
We never did anything Christmas
we didn't
Eve.
Do it like Christmas Eve, you
and
know
we never did baklava because Dad did not like baklava.
Baklava
is salt cod.
Uh-oh.
And it's my grandmother Bruno used to love to have it on Christmas Eve.
Mm.
That was her favorite thing, and that's the Italian seven fish
tradition.
Right.
Very
but now
salty.
We mostly just have baklava.
Mm.
And Dad, Poppy, really hated it, so we dropped that tradition.
Okay.
That's right.
But I remember on Christmas when I was a girl, we would go to both sets of grandparents, and we would. In fact, we would go to Nana Bruno's for dinner, but I think we also did Christmas later in the day with Nanny Van.
Yeah, we did. We did like a late afternoon. We used to go out
yeah.
and have
presents,
and Pop-Pop used to make his shot with the beer chaser.
Yeah.
For a special, you know, the first time I did that, he insisted that I could do it. I did it one time,
yeah.
and that was it. I never did
I was
it again.
Say.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of
yeah.
liquor.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but Pop-Pop got such a kick out of it. He laughed. You know,
to get you to do the
get me
shot
to do
beer.
That. Yeah,
he loved his beer, Pop-Pop Van.
Oh yeah, 4:00 at Noel, he had his shot first, and then
he
his
had
beer.
A shot and his beer.
Yeah,
at
with
the
beer
chasing.
4:00 without fail.
Huh? That's yep. where you get your 4:00 glass of wine.
Yeah. Well, that's why he lived to be 97.
Yes,
and almost
exactly.
98.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
What are some, you know, health tips that you have to, you know, be so healthy and throughout your
exercise,
life?
Exercise, walk, always
uh-huh.
be active,
mm-hmm.
Eat well.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite foods?
All Italian. Anything Italian. Anything with tomato sauce.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Put tomato sauce on.
What is the thing you get every time you go out to lunch?
Oh.
Your thing, if it's on the menu, you get.
Oh, look at I am.
Reuben.
Come up with Reuben, my favorite Reuben.
Yeah.
And my friends all teased me. They said, don't even ask, waitress, don't even ask her. It will be a Reuben. I said, suppose I wanted to change it. Love Reuben. Well, I don't make them at home, so.
Yeah, so you have to get them when you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What are your favorite things to cook? Or what were your favorite things to cook?
I like making stew, but I love, like I said, Italian foods. Mm-hmm. You know, making sauce. And I love making like chicken parm, veal parm, meatballs and sauce, all that kind of stuff.
I remember you used to make for Uncle Bob American goulash.
Oh, you're right. Uncle Bob, I'd have him down for dinner, and he always said, sis, you know I like the American goulash, which was pasta with tomatoes and what was the season?
Like a ground beef.
Ground beef.
Oh, did you put Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire. That was the ingredient. Yeah. Worcestershire sauce. And it was good. I haven't made that. I have to do that again sometime.
True.
Yeah.
What about, what's your, you know, if you could kind of relive any of your trips that you've ever taken, what was one of your favorite places that you've been?
Probably Las Vegas. And Niagara Falls was wonderful. We loved that.
What'd you do in Niagara Falls?
Well, we were traveling and we took it in. We were going, went to Canada, and then we stopped at the Niagara Falls and had a beautiful hotel there. And I can still remember the thunderous noise that the falls made. That impressed me no end.
I also remember you talking about your trip to Italy when you rented the villa.
Oh, my God. How could I forget that? We rented a villa with all the Bruno family, except Uncle Peter, and Uncle Pat had lined up this beautiful villa that overlooked a valley, and we just, they had a patio out front, and he would say, sit there, and just, I'm going to make drinks, and he'd bring the drinks out, and we'd sit there and toast everybody under the sun, and then we would, he was a good cook, Uncle Pat, and he would make a pasta dinner, just one, you know. Then the rest of the time we'd go out to these wonderful restaurants in Italy.
Did you have a chef come in for that?
Oh, yes, we did. I had forgotten that. Yeah. We actually, Uncle Pat, had hired a chef to come in to, you know, make this meal. And I remember another thing, is Aunt Joyce was like, being real pain. She decided that she wanted to know exactly what he was doing, so she hovered until he finally said, Uncle Pat said, Joyce, back off. He said, well, I want to see what he's doing. And I kept saying, Joyce, get out of there. But anyway, yeah, she finally relented.
I want to ask what you were like as a child. Were you a very well-behaved young lady?
No, my poor parents, I'm telling you. I was never really bad, but I was like, if I can make somebody laugh or get somebody to, you know, I'd do anything for a laugh. And I had done some very dangerous things. One time, I crawled out of the dining room side. I crawled out of the window, crawled up on the roof, and the lady across the street, this old lady said, I'm going to tell your mother, you get down from there right now. Okay, and I'd sit there and I'd laugh. Nanny and Pop, I don't know where they were. They were off someplace.
Mom, didn't you also steal Pop-Up's car one time? Oh.
I took my friends for a ride.
How old were you?
I was under 16. I don't know, it was like 13, 14. I said to my friends, come on, you want to go for a ride? So got in the car, and Sister Kath, and she's a nun now, she hopped in and she kept laughing so hard she wet her pants. She said, I have to go home and change my clothes. And it was a shift, so we go, choo-choo, 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 all the way down. And I think Pop-Up came back because he actually found out I had the car. He ran, caught up with me, and he never yelled at me until this one time. He said, you want to drive, you're going to drive it correctly. So he said, you sit there, It was a shift. So he made me drive it home.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good lesson.
That's right.
I know, but I never stole anybody's car.
Yeah, do you remember any trouble that your kids got into?
Yes.
Glenn.
No, I remember, well, Glenn was the one who got in the most trouble. But you used to go out to, what was that, Vinsana's?
You weren't supposed to know I went out there.
But somehow or another I found out. Yeah, she wasn't supposed to go out, and she'd go out with her friends.
So Dad told me I was not allowed to go in Vinsana's. I would go and sit in the parking lot.
What?
I wouldn't go in. I'd
What's Vinsana's?
It was just a disco.
Oh.
So I technically...
So what fun was...
Well, I had a boyfriend with me.
What's a boyfriend at the...
I don't remember who
she had. Your mother had a multitude of boyfriends.
Probably Chris Steiger. But I would sit in the parking lot with my boyfriend. And so actually, that was probably worse than me going into
Of course it was. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
Well, you didn't say I couldn't go. You said I couldn't go to Vincennes, so I only went to the parking lot.
Outside.
Technically, you did the right.
Technicality.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Oh my goodness.
Let me think. What else do you remember from your childhood? Well, talk about your grandparents, because that was one of the things you were talking to me about.
Oh, I had two sets of grandparents. I was very lucky to have them for, quite a while, you know. The one set of the grandparents that lived in Cooksack were very Victorian, very, you know, children should be seen and not heard.
Uh-huh.
And so when we'd go to visit them, I'd sit and behave. But she was a wonderful cook, so I, you know, that was fine. And then the one that lived on the farm was the one that I made
that
sugar cookies.
Van Valkenburg.
We called her Grandma Van, and the other
Grandma
one was
Van.
Grandma Collier.
Uh-huh.
And Grandma Van would love to have me come out, and we made cookies, and we did whatever. And then I'd go with my grandfather while he milked the cows.
Well,
and he
fun.
Let me milk a cow one time.
Uh-huh.
Insisted that I grab the...
Udder thing.
Udder
yeah.
teat, whatever. Uh-huh. And I thought, oh! I said, okay, I did it once. I don't want to ever do it again.
How yeah. big a farm
I
did they
know,
have?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't huge. It was maybe they had maybe a dozen cows, a pretty good size. And they had maybe a couple of horses that I used to ride
Ooh.
Without a saddle.
Bareback.
Wow.
Just a little, no, no, you know, just
remember
a little.
Like ponies?
Yeah.
Than?
Well, they weren't huge, but they placed me up and put me there and somebody would walk on the side. And, but that was thrilling. I loved being on the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had, let's see, they had pigs and they had chickens. They
wow.
had pretty good, you know, variety
yeah.
of animals. And it was fun to have a...
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great.
Well,
what advice do you have to, you know, somebody who... for example, might be pregnant and about to have a child.
Oh, well, you're doing everything the right way. You look healthy and happy and relaxed and just enjoy every minute. And when you have this baby, I got very anxious and nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And just relax. They're very tough, these little babies. They're very tough. Mm-hmm. And when I had Aunt Lori, I don't know if you know that story, I had a changing table. And I had one hand on, I turned around to get something, broom.
She fell off.
Oops. She fell. Oh, my God. Luckily, she did not hit her head. She landed on her shoulder, and she cried for a little bit. Then she was all happy and fine.
That's funny. Any other advice that you have to, you know, stay healthy or enjoy your life?
Yeah, basically, you know, like I said, exercise and... eat well, and what else? Have a good group of friends. So, you know, friends are so important. I always had a group of friends that I grew up with, and then later in college, I kept in contact with some of them.
Uh-huh.
And
what kind of things did you and your girlfriends do?
Well, actually, when I was in college, we used to sort of go to different bars.
Uh-huh. That's fun.
Just, you know, go in, say hi, and sit down. And no, nothing's really bad. But and we used to, I can remember walking a lot in Oneonta because it was walkable, you know. And then there was also at the Hartwick College there, and we used to be invited to their frat parties once in a while.
Was your school all girls, all women?
No, it was co-ed, but mostly
uh-huh.
girls at
uh-huh.
that time. Now it's... you know, more evenly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's see what else.
Were you in a sorority?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was in a, it was called Theta Phi Epsilon.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I went in, so, you know, you get bids to go in, and I don't think they do that anymore. And I had been asked to go into like four different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go in. My best friend was not invited to go in this particular one that I really liked. So I went into her, her sorority.
Nice.
But anyway.
What kind of things did your sorority do? Parties? Or?
Well, I'm trying to, we did some things socially with, like, we'd go to schools and go to the playgrounds and work with kids on the playground and do things like that.
Like volunteer stuff?
Volunteer. Uh-huh. A lot of volunteers, yeah. Volunteering.
Well, we can, we don't have to keep going. We can wrap this up now.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I this was
yeah.
better.
Did you get any?
Yeah, so that was, we haven't stopped yet. So that was, we should say something to conclude.
Have a story book.
This is really, yeah, this is a great moment because we really have four generations here if we count Joanna's baby.
That's right. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It's
oh, my
just
God.
On the inside still.
Yes, but next Christmas we'll
I know.
Have four.
I know. That's somebody said that to me. They said, do you know how lucky you are to have all those generations? And I said, they all still come home and visit because one of my friends said, she doesn't have that.
Mm.
They don't come, you know.
Yeah.
No,
I felt bad.
Lucky.
Yeah.
We really are. We're very, very blessed. So.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right. Well.
Right. Christmas Day 2019.
Yes. And,
okay.
Great.
Great.
Good.